Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
50598.
May I have your first and last name?
Judith Haig.
Will you verify your shipping address for me?
706 3rd Street, Whittemore, Iowa, 50598.
Okay, just bear with me one moment while I review your account. Okay, will you verify your...
Hello?
I'm here. Will you hold one moment?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, just one moment. Okay, so basically you have this Evo trainer with us, and it's showing that your account have already been canceled.
I have nothing with you, right?
You have an Evo trainer with us.
Pardon me?
You have an Evo trainer with us.
What's that mean?
It's basically a health and fitness app designed to fuel your journey to a healthier lifestyle.
What did you, I can't understand you, my dear. What did you just, I'm going to put you on speaker and see if that works. Okay, what did you just say?
Okay, so the Evo Trainer is a health and fitness app. That's correct.
I have no idea what you're talking about. That's what I'm calling about. I don't think I ordered this, but it's already gone through fraud, and it's not fraud. I just don't want any more charges.
Okay, so what do you mean by it's already gone through fraud?
I had these charges the last 2 months on my credit card, and I called somebody and I said tried to get a hold of. I couldn't find out what this. I think it was $59 or something, and I couldn't find out what it was for. And nobody would tell me, so I, you know, called my credit card company that you already billed a bill to, and they investigated it and said it wasn't out of fraud, that they had already participated in transaction, but they're still getting a bill from you guys. So then they gave me your number. I just talked to the credit card fraud people. And they gave me your number. I said, well, I want to stop. I mean, I don't know what did you say it was? Evo Tracks or something? I don't even know
Okay, so it's a meal plan. Basically, health and fitness app.
A meal plan? I don't need a meal plan, for heaven's sakes. So I just want it stopped, whatever it is. Can you do that? Are you there?
Just bear with me one moment.
Okay. See, I have no idea what it is. If I'm, you know, I certainly don't need a meal plan. I'm certainly capable of cooking.
Okay, so have you already disputed the charge with your bank?
Pardon me?
Have you already disputed the charge with your bank?
Yeah.
So this you stating on a recorded line that you have already disputed. The only thing that I am able to do is counsel.
Is what?
Is counsel your account.
Well, that's what I want you to do. Cancel it. And if I have to pay something to the credit card for something you billed, but I don't want any more bills. I want it canceled.
Correct. I want to cancel out your account, ma'am. And I have confirmation. For you to write down. So you have to give us a call back with your bank on the line. And if your bank is willing to drop that dispute, or if they can verify that there is no dispute, then we will be able to start a refund process.
Well, I mean, in the credit card, First National Bank of Omaha is who I got the letter from today, that it has been disputed and that please direct a contract. Yeah, okay. Updated to reflect that the invitation year fraud claim has been completed. And they didn't say it was fraud. They said that I ordered something, but I just don't know. I didn't know what it was. Okay. So can you take care of it for me? Can you get me out of this?
Well, you would just have to give us a call back with your bank. I've counseled at your account, and I have confirmation for you to write down.
My bank account? Why do you need that?
Well, you have to give us a call back with your credit card company. Whoever you disputed the charge with, you have to give us a call back with them.
Well, I have the letter right here from the First National Bank of Omaha Fraud Department.
I do understand, but
they
would have to verify that there is no dispute. You have to give us a call back with them on the line.
A call back with what? How? I mean,
you will contact your credit card company, then call us on three-way.
Oh dear, I can't. Just don't know how to do that. Can I have them call? You won't take my word for it that I have this letter right. Could I read it to you? Can I send it to you? I mean, what? I'm not saying it's not fraud. They're not saying it's fraud. They're saying that after, I'm right. Okay, here we are. Okay, can you want to listen to this or not?
Okay, ma'am. Due to you stating that you disputed, you have to give us a call back with your bank.
I can't do that.
Just give your bank a call or your credit card company a call and call us on three-way. That way they can verify that there is no dispute or that they're willing to drop the dispute, ma'am.
Okay. So I can call that number back that I just talked to and tell them to call you and tell them there's no dispute? Okay, I can do that because that was a very nice gentleman that I talked to. Okay, because he gave me your number. Otherwise, I would not know how to get a hold of you. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Just give us a call back with them on the line.
At 855-476-5936. Is that number?
The number that you just called, just give us a call back at the same number.
Okay. Okay, I will have them call you back. Okay. I mean, I'll call the credit card company and give them this number to call you to tell them that there is no dispute, right?
That's right.
Okay. I know I'm about done with. Okay, bye.
Okay, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.